Idaho is famous for its crystal clear rivers, but the Snake River these days is not one of them. The Snake is the state's largest river, and it makes southern Idaho's agricultural economy possible. But the industry is also polluting the Snake. The U.S. Geological Survey uses words like degraded and impaired to describe sections of the river. Richard Manning calls the Snake a sewer system. Manning is a well-known environmental writer. He recently put Idaho's dairy industry in his crosshairs in an article in the magazine High Country News. Manning talked with our Adam Cotterell about why he made that comparison.
The Snake River Plain in southern Idaho is almost perfectly set up to remove wastewater, and that's what sewers do. In this particular case, the waste is from cattle and that very rapid growth of feedlots for dairy that's around Twin Falls, but also spread throughout the Snake Plain. That's no secret to anyone, nor should it be any secret that they're building up mountains of manure around those things. And sooner or later, that stuff gets to the river simply because water flows downhill. And the Snake River removes it for a ways, and then it piles up behind the dams and the lower Snake.
Why did you want to write about the Snake River?
I was really excited about writing about southern Idaho because it's a relatively isolated system that works on its own. So you can look at the issues pretty closely there. They're not unique issues. The issues are around the United States and, in fact, around the world. But southern Idaho is intensely farmed, and it's a discrete system, and so it made a pretty good case study.
Just saying that the river is in some ways resembles a sewer, that sounds bad, but what is the problem with the Snake River as it stands now?
Well, the biggest problem is nitrogen pollution, or nutrients, we should say. And whenever we farm or whenever we do anything in terms of supporting life, we create nitrogen in some ways. Humans do it through our own waste. But with the Snake River, there's been an enormous growth in really intense agriculture there. And so it's really ramped up the problems in huge ways. Nitrogen's not a problem when it's on a field because that's what makes things grow. That's what makes them productive. The problem is it runs off, it gets into the streams, and in effect fertilizes the stream, just like it fertilized the field. But in a stream, that fertilization creates algae blooms, which in turn depletes the oxygen, which in turn kills all the fish and all the life in the river. So what's happening is nitrogen is literally killing the river.
What do you think should be done about the condition of the Snake River?
There have been things done around the world to control nutrient runoff. We can be more precise, for instance, in how much nitrogen we apply, and there are systems for doing that, and those kinds of things should be implemented. They're a little costly, and so they, to some degree, cut into the profit margin a little bit, and so we're probably going to have to insist they do it. So there need to be some controls. There obviously need to be controls on the manure and what runs off. Those are the short-term answers. But the long-term answers have more to do with how we farm and the world's population. And the way we get our food right now is through intensive agriculture with a whole bunch of nitrogen. And that problem is not going to go away anytime soon. And so it really requires we rethink how we do agriculture worldwide.
To fix the river, how much do you think we need to change Idaho?
The real solution is to ramp down agriculture. That's not going to happen. So I'm not sure how to fix the Snake River.
You can't offer any practical suggestions that you think would work?
Oh, yeah. They're completely practical suggestions that'll work, and they have to do with a whole lot less farming. But I'm also practical enough to understand that given the politics and the economy of Idaho, that's not going to happen. And so sooner or later, somebody's going to have to figure out ways to do things like control the amount of nitrogen that's applied to a farm field to reduce runoff. Right now, those things aren't even being thought about.
So you don't think that people in Idaho are going to be willing to make the fundamental changes that you think should be made?
Well, not unless there are incentives built in to do so, and so far that's not happening. It could be done through regulation in some ways, but Idaho is notoriously reticent to regulate anything. That's part of the reason that the dairy's built up there. I mean, state officials literally told me they recruited the feedlots to southern Idaho by advertising the fact that they didn't regulate a whole lot. And unless that changes, then nothing really can happen. The regulation that needs to happen is relatively simple. And if the political climate would change and allow that, then a lot of these problems could be backed down some. But what people really listen to, or what the economy listens to, are consumers. If consumers demand these things, then they tend to happen. And those things are the very drivers of change.
That was environmental writer Richard Manning talking to our Adam Cotterell. Manning's recent High Country News article criticizes Idaho's dairy industry for polluting the state's Snake River.